George Takei will probably always be best known as Mr. Sulu in Star Trek, but he's also appeared in more than 30 feature films and hundreds of television shows. And, of course, there's the song.
You can dance like Sulu.
Hello.
And shake your little behind.
Yes.
You've got to give it a chance when you do the Sulu dance, and your friends will say,
oh, my.
In January, Mr. Takei appeared on the Howard Stern Show on Sirius Satellite Radio. George Takei joins us now from his home in Los Angeles. Mr. Takei, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a privilege to be with you.
How did you and Howard Stern get together?
Well, there is a long story there. I was doing a play in New York, and when you're doing a play, the publicist for the show gives you your assignment. Mm-hmm. And this one particular morning, I had this address on Madison Avenue. I went there. They asked me to wait in the waiting area, so I got a magazine I was reading, and they had this radio show on, and the conversation was the crudest. The language was the foulest, and I said to the guy sitting next to me, why don't they get some nice music on? You know, this show is really vulgar. And he said, that's the show we're going to be going on. And then they introduced me, and here's this wild-haired guy. The first thing he said to me was, oh, you have a deep voice. Anyone with a voice that deep has got to be...
This is NPR.
Well, I don't think we can use that word here. Then I published my autobiography, and there is an accompanying audio version of the book. I read my book into books on tape. Mm-hmm. He got a hold of that and manipulated the words on that tape and had me saying the most outrageous things in my voice, which I did not say. So I've been on that show both voluntarily and involuntarily.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I'm sure you've been asked this over the years, but how does a classically trained actor feel about being best known for a character who is often best remembered for saying warp speed or something like that?
I'm very proud of my association with Star Trek because the philosophy was one that I'm proud to be associated with. And the gift that I've been given from Star Trek is this public megaphone.
I mean, we should explain one of your work with the Human Rights Campaign.
Exactly. I just got back from a part of the speaking tour with the Human Rights Campaign.
You're affiliated with the Japanese American National Museum. You and your family were, in fact, in one of the internment camps during the Second World War.
As a matter of fact, two of them. And I went to school in a black tar paper barrack and began the day seeing the barbed wire fence. And thank God those barbed wire fences are now long gone for Japanese Americans. But I still see an invisible, legalistic barbed wire that keeps me, my partner of 19 years, Brad Altman, and another group of Americans separated from a normal life. That's what I've been advocating on the Human Rights Campaign Equality. I call it the Equality Trek.
You were in Equus a number of years ago, weren't you?
Last year, as a matter of fact.
Last year, okay.
I did a run in Equus here in Los Angeles, and Leonard came to see me, Leonard Nimoy, who had done the play in New York. And he came backstage and grinned his wry and very diplomatic grin at me and said, you were better.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, what else could he have said?
Well, what a compliment.
He is such a great diplomat.
Mr. Takei, it's been awfully nice talking to you.
Thank you for inviting me to chat with you.
What do we say? Long life and prosper?
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper. Thank you, Mr. Takei.
Thank you.